Memorial, Cressange. Marc Bonneau, a hairdresser in Souvigny, was barely 20 years old when he joined the Maquis Daniel Casanova on June 6, 1944, in the Molidier Forest with other boys from Souvigny, including André Quenisset, Henri Daubonnet, Roger Dauphin, and René Aubert. Guerrilla activity. It is from the relative security of the Molidier Forest, where the Maquis were supported and supplied by the peasants of the surrounding farms, that they launched most of their guerrilla actions. The ambush of the Black Rock at Châtillon, the sabotage of the tunnel of the cherry trees, and the journey of July 14th were many of the successful operations credited to these resistance fighters. In Châtillon, the ambush of the Rocher Noir resulted in several vehicles being destroyed and around 20 deaths on the German side, without a loss in the Maquis camp. At their last sabotage at the Cherry Tree Tunnel, they crashed two locomotives together in the tunnel, which successfully put the Moulin to Montluçon railway line out of commission until the liberation. The journey of the 14th of July. On July 14, 1944, Lucien Dupré, son of Lucien Dupré, stayed in the camp at the Renardier farm with Charles Leger, La Pipe, and his group of about 20 Maquisards. Meanwhile, others left under the orders of Jean-Louis Hamelin with a dump truck, a small bus offered to the Maquis by a Bresnay contractor, a traction unit, and a few other requisition cars. In broad daylight, this display of resistance fighters and their equipment made their way to the neighboring villages of Treban, Cressange, Châtillon, Souvigny, Besson, Boisnay, Châtel-de-Neuve, and Meliard, and mobilized the population that came to see them. A shortened mission. The next day, a group of Maquisards left for Duchesne with a small bus to arrest the members of a fake Maquis group, which were forcibly requisitioning from the local inhabitants when a skirmish occurred at Chapelier. Alerted by the noise, two German soldiers on guard at the Lafeline crossroads approached by bicycle to see. However, one of the men, camouflaged as a fir tree, sneaking into the ditch under the hedge, shot the German soldier while the second German escaped and gave the alert. A first attack. The resistance fighters returned to the camp. However, on the evening of July 15th, the camp was attacked at nightfall. The resistance fighters were repulsed at the Chapelier crossroads by the Germans armed with machine guns and offensive grenades. Georges Orambou withdrew the small group that was trying to get out. Caught in the pincers of this action, the Maquisards had to evacuate their camp. A risky evacuation, a wandering from cache to cache. Lucien Dupré knew the terrain in this area very well, so he took command of the operation and led the 50 or so fighters along the familiar path through the woods, across the fields, and into the shelter of the hedge as they escaped. Crossing the road to Saint-Poussin with great care, they reached the woods of Piron in the middle of the night. There, they remained holed up until the following evening before leaving for Besson. Early in the morning of July 17th, they arrived in the woods of the Chateau de Bust. The fighters of the Casanova Maquis had already spent a few days at the end of June near the castle with the benevolent complicity of the Prince of Bourbon. Although the fighters in Lucien's small group were hungry and thirsty, the only provisions they had to share was a meagre supply bag for 8 men. At La Viviere, at Perreux's, 3 or 4 had found some comfort with an onion soup in the morning, but their respite was short-lived.